Welcome to Minority Report. This is your host, Jay Ganglani.
Hold the handrail, stand firm, don't walk. Travel safely.
Now, Hong Kong, lendu vandiruken.
Emma, Hong Kong, my
name. I am from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong Baptist University, welcome to the first episode of the Minority Report, a brand new podcast series about Hong Kong's ethnic minorities. We will be speaking to social activists, NGOs, and young Hong Kongers. Due to COVID, all interviews were conducted on Zoom with respect to the safety and well-being of all interviewees. In our first episode, we're starting right at the beginning. Who are these ethnic minorities and how long have they been here? Also, what's their current role in a city with a predominantly ethnic Chinese population? Let's find out. Jeffrey Andrews is the city's first social worker to come from an ethnic minority background. He is of Indian descent. Mr. Andrews had a tumultuous youth. At the age of 16, he joined a triad group. 2 years later, he found himself behind bars for assault and stealing a mobile phone, but was saved by a social worker who saw potential in him to become a leader.
Who are Hong Kong's ethnic minorities? How would you sort of define them?
In my view, I would say also majority of Hong Kong's views, when they usually term ethnic minorities, it's the South Asian folks, so it's the Indians, the Pakistanis, the Nepalese, and also Filipinos, you know, so it's a very interesting mix.
Outside of his work for ethnic minorities and refugees, Jeffrey is also a big fan of English Premier League side Manchester United. On December 12th last year, he was selected as one of 7 United heroes, and even received a personal message from World Cup winner Paul Pogba.
Hey Jeffrey, how you doing? I've heard about the work you've been doing on rebuilding the refugee center. We've got a gift for you, just to show you our appreciation.
Just 1 month later, Jeffrey was among more than 50 Hong Kong Democrats arrested under the national security law. This was due to his participation in last July's primaries. I spoke to him on Zoom to find out more about who Hong Kong's ethnic minorities are.
And if you could briefly describe the history of ethnic minorities, how would you sort of sum it up?
Well, to be very honest, a lot of people ask me that same question, and they think we just, after 1997, when Hong Kong was handed over, a lot of our brown people or ethnic minorities just took a UFO and came down to Hong Kong. No, we've been here 100 years.
Some ethnic minorities have lived in Hong Kong for a longer period than their ethnic Chinese counterparts. In the 2016 census, ethnic minorities accounted for about 8% of Hong Kong's population. That's a 3% increase from 2006. Star Ferry, for instance, one of the city's most iconic tourist attractions, was set up by an Indian Parsi businessman in 1888. However, despite all of that, not everyone considers them to be a local. Experts believe that ethnic minorities are often marginalized from the rest of Hong Kong society. Another notable problem pointed out by experts is that they are virtually invisible in the city's advertising, regardless of whether it's in the MTR or billboards set across the city.
In the late 1800s, you know, it was a Parsi gentleman who set up the Star Ferry.
Professor Pooja Kapai, who conducted the study, is an assistant professor of law at the University of Hong Kong.
It was also the first foundation stone which was laid for the University of Hong Kong, which was based on a donation also made by a Parsi gentleman. And the same goes for HSBC, The foundational contribution made for the setting up of the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation was also made by an ethnic minority.
According to a 2018 HKU study on ethnic minorities, among the more than 250 participants aged between 16 and 24, only 7% said they were happy with being called an ethnic minority. Instead, most respondents stated that they would prefer being called a Hong Konger or a Hong Kong Pakistani, for instance. More than 60% of those that took part in the survey were born in the city.
These are some of the defining hallmarks of Hong Kong. I mean, you speak to anyone internationally or someone who's visited Hong Kong, they'll know HSBC, they will know the Star Ferry, they will know the University of Hong Kong. So where the fabric of a community and their legacy is etched into the skyline or the postcards of Hong Kong and everything it represents, how is it that ethnic minorities came to be so invisible?
All right, recording. All
right. Okay, John, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Their communities are very much part of Hong Kong history, part of local history. Not kidding at all, they are very, very local, many of them. Some of them more local than the locals, if you know what I mean.
John Ernie is a professor from the Baptist University's Department of Humanities and Creative Writing. Considered by many to be a leading expert on ethnic minorities, he has previously worked with NGOs and schools to provide a better understanding of the community. In 2014, he published a book titled Understanding South Asian Minorities in Hong Kong. In mid-February, I spoke to him about the current role that ethnic minorities play in Hong Kong society.
Partly because, I mean, this is very typical of immigrants' attitude, you know, is that they want to outperform the locals in some ways because the desire is so strong for integration, for being accepted.
I'm walking down the street, Hong Kong guy sees me, he's like, "Hey, Guailou," which first of all is wrong, right? I'm what we know as a cha, right? You're gonna discriminate me, do it respectfully.
The term New Yorker, you kind of have a general idea of what a New Yorker is, right? Yeah, the stereotype is like they're very rude and always, you know, always going somewhere, always rushing. But they're also the type of person who's like very cultured, very artistic, you know, very creative. I'm like, the same with the Hong Kong. I want people to kind of look at Hong Kong and go like, wow, you know, these people get the job done, right? They get the job done in a really crazy way, but they get the job done regardless of the process. And I want that to be a very proud phrase that people tell, hey, I'm a Hong Konger, like, wow. That's not something you can hold lightly. That's something you earn, you know. So I would say, I hope in 5 or 10 years' time, the term Hong Konger is something that's unique to us and something that we all hold dearly and say, regardless of what your background, regardless of what you do, if you're a Hong Konger, let's play this game together.
That's Vivek Mehbubani, a 38-year-old Hong Kong-born comedian. With both shows in English and Cantonese, he's able to explore his identity, share his experiences, and connect with the local ethnic Chinese community.
He's like, okay, good passion, but stay Indian. What? Wait, you're gonna be like, no. For an ad called Say No to Racism, that's pretty racist.
That's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you tomorrow on episode 2 of the Minority Report. And remember that we're all Hong Kongers. Goodbye and stay safe. Music has been provided by ccmixer.org.